Good morning. We're continuing Chayodom Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Hei. So here in Siman Hei, the Chayodom says his fourth point, that which is necessary to do in order to allow the non-Jew to do work for the Jew on Shabbos. Upon Dalet, the fourth criteria, fourth facet, Ishlo Yiyachid Loi Malachto the Shabbos. The Jew cannot direct the non-Jew to do the work for the Jew on Shabbos. So he gives it to him, and the non-Jew chooses on his own volition to do it on Shabbos. That's the decision of the non-Jew. But if the Jew asks him to do it, that goes into the simple problem of there's an issur of asking a non-Jew to do work on Shabbos. Dim lo ken havi amir l'nochri shus. This goes into the regular issur of an amir l'nochri, which Chazal said is a shus, is you have a chiyuv to be shoyves, and not to do that. Vein chilukim omer loy b'shabbos, asher omer loy kodem b'shabbos, shiasa malacha b'shabbos. So we pointed out that the issur of amir l'nochri shus has one part that you cannot ask a non-Jew on Shabbos to do work for you, even during the week. You cannot give the directive to the non-Jew on Shabbos. And furthermore, you cannot give the directive to the non-Jew in the week to do work for you on Shabbos. Because when he's doing the work on Shabbos, he's working for the Jew, and that goes into the issur of shlichus. So when the Jew tells the non-Jew to do, even though the non-Jew was a kablan, and he's getting schar, and all of that, but since he says to simply do it on Shabbos, the decision to do it on Shabbos is because of the Jew, it's considered connected back to the Jew, and it's a problem. El yitin lo stam, the Jew should give it to the non-Jew without discussing when to do it. V'kimen sh'rishus l'nochri lasis, the mosai sh'yirtza, since the non-Jew therefore has the ability to choose whenever he wishes to do it, he has the discretion to choose. So when the non-Jew does it on Shabbos, he's doing it for his own benefit, to get it done with. That's not considered that the activity on Shabbos is not connected to the Jew at all, in conjunction with the other criteria which we mentioned. And now he says, "V'lachein also liten l'nochri mos me'erb Shabbos, liten sloy b'Shabbos." The person is in the retail business. He buys things wholesale, and then he resells them retail. The day where the items will be available to purchase will be Shabbos, so he arranges with the non-Jew before Shabbos that the non-Jew should go and buy the things for him at the sale day, which is on Shabbos. Very common in Europe that the items which would be bought and sold, they would have a day which is on the Yom HaShuk. It was the day which everybody would bring their wares to sell, and then people would buy and sell. And then you would have what to then resell during the week in your store, etc. But the primary day of purchasing and the selling the major wares was one day a week. Many times that one day a week was Shabbos. So he gives the money to the non-Jew. He's hiring the non-Jew to work for him. So he's being hired for the purpose of acquisition, acquiring things. He's a kabbalah. He's undertaken a specific project. The non-Jew is getting paid for this. The Jew is actually giving them the money to buy it. So, but he cannot do that. I feel in armor loy behead your litus leber Shabbos, even if the Jew does not say explicitly, buy it on Shabbos. If you're living in a place with the only day that's available to purchase, so even though the Jew does not mention one word at all about doing it on Shabbos, it's obvious that what he's doing is asking the non-Jew to work for him on Shabbos, because that's the only day it's going to happen. So therefore, it has the halachic equivalent of being mayachel on the Shabbos. So we mentioned before a different example of the halachic equivalent, when he gives it to him immediately before Shabbos, and he says he needs it immediately after Shabbos. So, without saying in so many words, he said, work for me on Shabbos, because that's the only option that the non-Jew has. And the whole heter is built on, like we've seen already multiple times, that the non-Jew has the discretion to decide when to do it. Here he does not have that discretion. Even though the Jew would be very happy if it was done early on the week, the case of the Yom HaShuk, but it's not available. So the non-Jew does not have discretion, and it's going to be problematic. I will bedal it, but hey, if the non-Jew gives the Jew gives the non-Jew the money and makes the arrangement earlier in the week, mutar litin loy b'stam avagav sheyidua sheyikta b'shabbos. The Chayyim says in that situation it's going to be permitted to give it to the non-Jew, even though it's going to happen on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berura in Siman Shin Zayin disagrees strongly with this. It says even b'tchilas hashvuah, even if you give it to him on the first day of the week, on Sunday, for the upcoming Shabbos, since it's only available on Shabbos, it's going to be Yasser. He brings the Magen Aram is Mekel on this, but the Levush HaSor and Eliyahu Rabbah disagree and say that it's not mutter, and it's hard to understand what the logic of the Magen Aram is. This is a Magen Aram in Siman Shin Zayin, which says that earlier in the week is permitted, and it's not clear why that should be so. In a scenario where the only way that the non-Jew can get this work done, get this project done, is by doing it on Shabbos, even if it's given earlier in the week, it's going to be halachically osur, not like the opinion of the Chayyim, which we just saw. Okay. Now the Chayyim continues, but we'll leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.